Now, the Day of the African Child cannot just pass by without talking to the children and listening to their powerful messages. Well, this morning I'm joined by young reporters. Help me welcome Randawani, Achel Atem and Clement Benedictus. Well, good morning and thank you so much for coming today. I am talking to you.
Good morning. My name is Randawani Aresto. I'm a child reporter mentor.
All right, and the other?
Okay, by the names of Achel Atem, and I'm a UNICEF child reporter.
Okay, and the only boy amidst girls.
I'm by the name Clement Benedictus.
Okay,
the same as the group.
All right, Randa, Achel, and Clement, welcome so much to the breakfast show.
Thank you.
Right, so today is the Day of the African Child. What do you know about this day? I'll start with you, Randa.
All about the African Child Day is a day remarkable to remember children in Africa, especially the Soweto children who were injured just because of their rights, because they were trying to speak up. So it's a kind of marking that day and about the Children Act.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clement, is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah. Actually, today is a very wonderful day, and it is very important for every child to know the day of today.
Achel, anything?
I would just like to say, as we children, we have to know that today is our day and we have to celebrate it as the African Child Day.
All right, today is your day. It is. How do you plan to celebrate it, Achel?
Okay, it's like we should be happy of how the day is supposed to be celebrated, and also know our rights on this day and how they are violated in the community, and say no to that violation that's going on our rights.
Right. I'll come back to the violation so that you can spell them out for me. But what are some of the challenges that African children experience? And let's just focus on South Sudan. I mean, you being children, what are some of the challenges that you face, Randa?
Some of the challenges that children face, first and foremost, is, for example, early marriage. It happens with young girls. Like during the pandemic period, many girls were offered off for marriage. So it is one of the challenges. And then secondly, girls, children also face child labor. Like as you move around Juba City, you find very many children trying to survive, to sustain their lives, selling things, like going with bananas on their heads. So you may find a child of 10 years old selling bananas, so which is not good, because they don't have actually access to good life, so they are forced to move on the streets such that they can sustain their lives. And we also have children on drugs, those street kids, those ones who are orphans. There is no any good care that is taken of them, so they're just lying on the verandas and just living as very useless life.
Right. Well, thank you, Randa. Yes, Achel, would you like to add on some of the challenges?
Okay. As you talked about child marriage, you are seeing it as one of the things that is going on, and that thing is affecting really girls in the country. The young girls are getting married when it's not yet their time. And also, the laws are not enforced. We are not given the rights to go to education, for education. So also our education in the country is not that up to date. So we, the children, we are not having the access to education in the country.
Okay. Yes, Clement.
Yeah, actually, children are getting married because of the poverty of the country. You know, these days, children are not stable. Most of them, they are not in good education centers, and they are not in a good health. That's why you are seeing a child of 16 years old, she's getting married to a man who is much older than her. Yeah.
Right. Well, let's talk about child marriage, since it is one of the biggest elephants in the room right now. How big of a problem is this issue in South Sudan, Randa?
To go further, I would like to first start with early. What does early surely mean?
Okay.
Early refers to in advance of the usual or appointed time, and marriage is simply defined as the union of a man and a woman to build a family. So here it comes. Like marriage is supposed to be for a man and a woman, but here in South Sudan it's actually the opposite of what we are.
Between a girl.
Yeah. So they change it now to be a girl and a boy instead of a man and a woman.
Now, so it's a girl and a man.
It's supposed to be a woman and a man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So in South Sudan's context, we're saying many girls get married to men.
Yes.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the right age for marriage is supposed to be 25. This is for the case of the girls and 30 for the case of the boys. But here in South Sudan, it's a different story because we find girls of 16, 15 getting married to old men. Like, you can be here in the city trying to set your goals of how to achieve them, but your father and your mother in the village there, they are planning. They're already making ways of how you can meet your man in the village, which is not right. There are some reasons as why people marry, for love or for companionship. This is for those adults. And then causes of early marriage. One, gender inequality. Like in some states of South Sudan, you may find only boys are the ones sent to school because they have that belief that education is only meant for men. So girls are left without going to education or having education or being educated. And then secondly, poverty. Like some families are poor, so when they have girls in their family, they use those girls as an escape goat, as a source of income. They give them off for marriage in order to earn something, to build up the family. That's it. And then thirdly, social norms. We do have beliefs that whenever you give birth to a child, that lady or a girl, normally you have to grow her up just to be a good woman. This is the concept we have as South Sudanese. Any girl that is given birth to, you're just trained on how to handle your home in future. Even sometimes when you make a mistake, they just tell you, you're just a girl. After all, you're going to do that same mistake when you go to home.
Off.
Yeah, for sure. So we don't have that concept in our minds. And then laws aren't enforced. For example, if a person marries a young girl, there is no any good care that is taken off after that. There is no any accountability made. So this is why the cases of child marriage keeps on growing because
it's actually a crime to defile young girls.
For sure,
so
it
really
is.
It has. I mean, the government has to take up the center stage. Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to add? Because I want to give a chance to your colleagues.
Yeah. Sure. So also, people believe that younger wives are more obedient. Simply because you can do anything, you shout on her, you just violate her. She doesn't do anything because she is young. So people do believe that when you marry a young lady, that lady will be so obedient. And also people have that belief that when you marry an older girl, the dowry paid is so less. So the parents will keep on pushing you, go for marriage, so that they get more money. So this is the concept that we have as African people.
Right. Thank you so much. I'll ask Clement. Is there anything else you would like to add on what Rwanda has said?
Yeah, actually, I'm not going to repeat as the same as my colleague said, but I will be saying, I'll go through the points of how to end child marriage.
Okay, well, I will get back to that. Achel, do you have any points to add on what causes child marriage?
Okay, actually, the things that cause child marriage, at times it happens that they are saying that when a girl is young, she's fertile, she can give birth to more children, and there when a girl is young, the parents ask for more dowry. So it is affecting us, the girls. It is seen that when we are young and we are still children, we are not adults, they give us out for dowry. They'll be like, the younger she is, the more dowry we get. And when we are old, they are saying the number of cows, so the dowry that will give to will be less. That's what I can add to what is causing it
country. Well, thank you so much for that. It's just 29 minutes past 8 a.m. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. And today is a day of the African child. I've been joined in by young reporters from UNICEF. And with me are Randa Wani, Achel Atem, and Clement Benedictus. Well, we're still continuing and discussing more about issues surrounding children here in South Sudan. Well, what about insecurity? How is it affecting the children, Clement?
Actually, case dealing with insecurity, it is when war erupted and displacement immediately occurs. And by this time, girls have nowhere to stay. So the old people, or let me say the men, immediately will say that I want that girl, and immediately they will pay and have dowry to the parents, and the parents will say that, okay, even we have no use again to us here, so go to your husband's house. So this is the case of insecurity.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to add, Achel?
No.
Okay, so let's move on to the next. So right now, the whole world is dealing with the issue of COVID-19, or South Sudan is dealing with the issue of COVID-19. How has this affected you, Achel?
Okay, as a girl, the COVID-19 has actually not affected me that mostly. Okay. Yeah, but has only delayed the time for school. We resumed school lately, and we are now having hard time to cope up with the work that we are supposed to go on with.
Right. Rhonda, what's your experience?
During the pandemic, you know, people were isolated and there was a lot of lockdown, so like a kind of interactions with your friends, you missed them. Mm-hmm. Activities that you used to do, like going to studios, recording songs, so it has been limited because those activities are no more. And also, like in terms of class, you've also missed your teachers. There are some schools that have prepared lesson notes where you study at home, but it's not enough. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get lost and you don't understand some of the things. So this is how it affected me.
Right. Yeah. Clement, what is your story?
The part of the story to my side is most of the girls, actually, they were affected by the pandemics, because during school time, most of them got impregnated by the members, let me say the boys, and they have now no time for school. So this is the case.
Right. So what would you like the government and other stakeholders to do for the children of South Sudan, Clement?
Actually, the government should empower the girls and also give them voice to speak on their rights.
Right. Yeah. I like it that you're an advocate for the girl child. Yeah, just keep up the good work. Yes, Rhonda. What would you like the government to do?
The government should provide incentives, like supports to girls, as the way they used to do in those previous years. I know they are doing, but it doesn't reach to some remote areas, like in the States. Some of the states don't receive it. So it will be much better when we are treated equally, like generally South Sudan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, Achel.
Okay. On my side, I would just like to ask the government to set the legal age to 18 and enforce laws to protect children, especially the girls, so that they stop this early marriage that's going on.
You're saying the marriageable age should be 18?
It should be 18 and above.
And above. Yeah. And I would ask you to add that on your point that marriage should be by choice and it should not be arranged for
you. Sure.
Right.
Okay.
Just say that in your voice.
Okay. Marriage should be by choice, not by force.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know how you are going to commemorate this day, Clement.
Actually, the day of today, it is really a very wonderful day for every child in South Sudan and in Africa at large, because today any child is going to be happy and everyone is going to have a voice from today onward. Any child who is outside there should know that he or her has a voice to speak.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Yes, Achel.
Okay, to me, it's actually a very good day, and it's also amazing. Mm-hmm. I'll just urge to ask any parent who's listening outside there, when your child says no or yes to something, we are children, we have rights to ask for or say no to. So today is our day, and as children, we are celebrating it, and we are saying we have rights on the things that are affecting us.
Right. But again, I am a parent and I like listening to my children, but that should not make you disobedient to your parents because you feel you have the right to do so, right?
Yeah, there you are right.
Okay.
It shouldn't be that if your parents tells you something, you'll be like, no, I have a right on this. You have to understand at times, and you'll be like, if your mom or dad says this is wrong, first take and understand why he or she said that. There's a reason for it.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, Rhonda.
So the message to the children outside there is that enjoy your day as a child and never fear. You share your thoughts freely, speak of the things facing you, speak up, voice up. And let the government enhance children access to education or to higher education, as mentioned in the CRC, the Convention on the Rights of the Children, the 18th article. So every child has got access to education, and we should really implement it, because education is a key to success. Even though you are educated and you don't get the career you're supposed to get, it will open your mind on how to live and on how to sustain your life. Education is very, very important.
Right. Randa Wani, Atel Atem, and Clement, thank you so much for your time. And we do wish you all the best in, and have a happy African Child Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.